I'd like a young brother to stand up and to read for us 1 John, 1st Epistle of John, chapter 2, and verse 1. Just one verse. A young brother, please.
1 John chapter 2, verse 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous.
Matthew, would you read it again and stop at the full stop? Just the first half of the verse.
My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not.
Thank you. The first part of this verse is about 13 words. I don't know if you counted them. Maybe 15, if you have Mr. Darby's translation. Very powerful words. I want to concentrate on the last four of them. That ye sin not. And young people, this is God's standard. That ye sin not. Now you tell me, okay, hold on a second, read the rest of the verse. I know the rest of the verse. And I know that God knows that we might sin. But that's exception. That is not the norm. And there is no excuse. He had provided for us, in case. But this is not what I want to talk about this morning. We will get to that later on. This morning, I want to introduce us to those very powerful words. That ye sin not. Now, who wrote these words? The Spirit of God used John to write these words, the Apostle John. Well, when we talk about the Apostle John, the first thing that comes to mind, he is the tender one. He is the disciple of love. Five times in the Gospel of John, we read of him that he is the disciple whom Jesus loved. He's the one who told us, God is love. He's the one who told us, for God so loved the world. He's the one who talks about love. Well, if Peter wrote that, I would understand. Peter was the one who ready with the sword all the time. Ye sin not. That probably, somehow, I would associate that, the power of it, and the strength of it, with somebody like Peter. But John is writing that. Now, there are two things that you and I have in common with John. Because you said to yourself, well, John, you know, should have some compassion here. You should say, well, I write unto you that you should do your best not to sin. He's not saying that. He said, ye sin not. But I will say to myself, but John, you were the youngest disciple, really, that associated with the Lord Jesus. John, when the Lord called him, young people, he was probably your age. I don't think he was much older than you. I don't think he was 30. I think he was under 20. He might be 15, 16, 18, I don't know. But he was the youngest. So he understands young people. He understands when you are young, how you feel, and the attractiveness of sin. So that's one thing we have in John and us have in common, that he was our age once. Well, of course, when he wrote that, he was an older man. Number two, he lived in a world that is very similar to our world. He did not live in a world that you would think, you know, in the old times, things were a little bit different. After all, they didn't have computers. But trust me, we get later on to talk about these things. John lived in a very similar days to our days. Many of you have studied the history of the Roman Empire. And if you have not, I want you when you go home to read Romans, the first epistle in the New Testament, chapter 1. I want you to read that chapter. You would think that you would reading the New York Times or something. You would reading the newspaper. You would listening to a news report. There are 31 sin mentioned in Romans chapter 1 that describe exactly what happened in our day today. Every sin you could imagine, it is mentioned there. That is the very time that John had lived. So, he was young. He was exposed to everything you and I are being exposed today. Nothing can change under the sun, young people. It's all the same. It's all the same. The world is not getting worse. It's the same. Sin was there in all its ugliness and in a different variety. Read Romans chapter 1. I want today not to blow the trumpet, but to blow a whistle. You know a whistleblower? When something would be going on, a case of fraud or something, and somebody discovered it, he would say something. And that is called a whistleblower. This morning, I want to blow a whistle on the largest case of false advertisement and fraud that's been going on for the last 6,000 years of the history of man. Today, I want to take off all the fig leaves that has been covering sin. And I want to expose to you, from the Word of God, what really sin is all about. It's the biggest case of marketing fraud and false advertisement that's been going on in the history of man. And the day will come when he who is behind it will be brought to justice. If you and I been marketing a product the way Satan has been marketing sin, we would have been in jail a long time ago. How many of you took marketing in college or in school? Alright, I'll tell you. Okay, you help me there if I get way off. There are three principles for marketing anything. It has to look good. It has to taste or to feel good. And you have to have some benefit out of it. Those are the three principles of marketing. If you're marketing food product, it has to look good. They spend tons of money on the package. It has to look very attractive. They do focus group. It has to look very attractive. It doesn't matter what's inside, but you're going to go and buy it. It has to taste good or to feel good. Look at the car. Red convertible. Looks good. And it feels good. Don't go and buy an ugly car. Beat up, you know, junk. This is not, they don't market it this way. And you have to have benefit out of it. If you look at the Genesis chapter 3 and verse 6, here we have the first. See, marketing is not a new science. It started in the book of Genesis. Everything is in the Word of God, trust me. Everything is in the Word of God. And we have the chief advertisement person there marketing a product. The tree looked good. Fruit of the tree looked good. The food of it was very desirable. Tasted good. And it made one wise. It's a benefit out of it. And for 6,000 years, the marketing has been going on about sin. It's good. Feels good. And you get benefit out of it. And people have been buying it day in and day out. Day in and day out.